Whether you're a yoga fan or a newbie, is a retreat a good way to experience and practice yoga? Or should you stick with the little and often philosophy? Sally Griffin and Lisa Dunn are from Sacred Mastery Yoga, and they run retreats in beautiful surroundings.
Well, I suppose it's that immersive element you get. It's not just like popping into a quick hour yoga class at lunchtime, squeezing it in, you know, over a quick lunch. So it's that sort of really feeling of coming together with other like-minded people that like to do yoga, and then just really sort of sinking into the practice, if you like. So you're there for the weekend, there are quite a few sessions, and you can really immerse yourself.
And how appropriate is it for somebody who's a complete beginner to go in and do that much yoga so quickly?
Yoga is, by its nature, something that's not like a gym workout. So you take it at your own pace. And so for a beginner, it's just the same as anybody who's very advanced. You take it at the pace that it's meant to be for you. And you do more recuperative kind of work if you are a beginner. So you won't go to, say, the full postures. But it builds an endurance very quickly. I mean, yoga is all about patience and letting go, so that even when you're frustrated with something, you just melt into it. And for beginners, that's a really good learning curve, because it's not like step classes, you know, where it's faster, faster, harder, harder. It's not like that at all. So it's completely appropriate that they do many sessions.
How much yoga do you think you have to do to really kind of feel like anything's really happened for you?
Well, I think that's the beauty of yoga, actually, is that even if when you start out as a beginner and you can't touch your toes, it's amazing how quickly it does all become possible. So I think it's a great thing to start at any time in your life.
If you came on a yoga retreat, then what are you going to expect?
On our yoga retreats, you'll expect a very warm welcome, a huge gathering of people who will be very inviting and social. So there's a big social aspect to our retreats. You'll have very dynamic classes. So some of the work that it's not like sitting still kind of yoga. They're all coming from the dynamic form. So it's Ashtanga or Jiva Mukti or Vinyasa Flow and variations on those themes. So the morning sessions will always be more dynamic to wake you up. The afternoon sessions are restorative and much more relaxing. And you will expect good food. We don't do detox retreats where you're out to starve yourself for the weekend. So actually it's good food and wine oriented and great conversation. So you're also not left. If you wanted to come on your own, you're not left. You know, you do the class and then nobody speaks to you and then you meet again in the class. It's actually the whole social experience.
From your experiences of doing yoga, what has it given you as an individual?
For me, 6 weeks after I started, I had a different body than before. And so the results physically are very quick, you know. And even now, I've been practicing 19 years. Every time is a pleasure. Every time I go away with these sort of endorphins of feeling really good about myself, the practice I love, and it makes me happy.
Well, for me personally, it really was a peace of mind. I got into yoga as a peace of mind thing. You know, I was in a very fast-paced job where you didn't have a lot of peace of mind. And that's what I really discovered. That was the hook for me, if you like. And then actually the physical aspects came very much second to that. So it's just being calm and centered and just being in that space at that moment, you know, just being able just to switch off everything. So that's what's really important for me.
That's Sally Griffin and Lisa Dunn from Sacred Mastery Yoga. For more information, see sacredmasteryyoga.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.